This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Tennessee Congressman Diane Black, a freshman Republican from the Volunteer State's 6th Congressional District. She's also a member of the House Budget Committee. Her first few months on the job have been quite eventful, and perhaps no more so than right now, as members on both sides of the aisle try to, in some cases, posture, in some cases, find common ground to avert a government shutdown effective midnight tomorrow. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
We keep hearing about these meetings, negotiations going through the middle of the night. We know that House Republicans just got done approving a one-week continuing resolution with $12 billion in cuts that Democrats say they will not embrace. So where exactly do we stand on the likelihood of the government shutting down tomorrow?
Well, it's shameful that we have Democrats who are not willing to support our troops. We can have discussions and serious discussions about how much we should cut and just how we should do that. But our troops should be something that we support no matter what, whether you're on one side or the other side of the aisle. And I think that's the really shameful thing in all of this, is that we wanted to be sure if we couldn't get agreement on so many of these other issues that we would at least have the love for our country and our fellow countrymen and women who are serving this country.
I don't know how directly involved you are with the higher-level negotiations, but what's your sense on how far apart the two sides are here? Some say it's a matter of tens of billions of dollars. Others say it's a couple of policy riders. What's the facts here?
Well, I wish that I could tell you that. I'm not sitting in the room to know what those negotiations are, and I'm always very leery about talking about something that I'm not directly involved in. There's a lot of speculation here, but I got to tell you, I didn't think this up. Someone else said this morning, is that they didn't see any white smoke coming out of the top of the dome, and until that happens, we don't have a deal. And so maybe there are some flames, but no white smoke, and we're just waiting to hear from our leadership about where they are. And in the meantime, we sit here waiting to hear from them and anxious to continue to cut so we can get this country back on track.
How do you approach this? Is there a conference goal here for what you want to see for the rest of this fiscal year? Do you have a certain number that you want to see or certain areas of spending reductions to take place in before you're ready to sign on?
Well, what I'd like to do is get this continuing resolution behind us, because this is last year's business, and unfortunately, the previous Congress didn't do the job that they are required by law to do. And some might say that you need to fire people when they don't do the job that they've been hired to do, and they did not do that. So in talking about this year's budget, we need to just move away from this and move into the full year budget for the upcoming year, which, by the way, we passed out of the committee yesterday.
In terms of what you hope to see in a final package, though, we know that what passed the House a number of weeks ago was $61 billion. We've heard rumblings that there could be a compromise somewhere around in the $30 billion range, $35 billion, somewhere in there. What's giving too much, and what's acceptable to you?
Well, you know what? It's one of those things where you got to have the information in front of you before you can make a determination, because there are moving pieces here. There are riders, and there's the amount of money. And I don't like negotiating with myself. We gave them what we thought was a reasonable number with some riders, and we have not gotten back, at least in front of the general body, a proposal from the other side. And so until that happens, I am very cautious about talking about what I will or will not accept. I want to get the very most that we can get in cuts. That's the most important thing for me.
How determined are Republicans to avoid a government shutdown at all costs?
We don't want a government shutdown. That really doesn't help anybody when you shut down the government. I was in state government when it was closed down. It's a very, very difficult time. But we also recognize the seriousness of this issue that we're in with a fiscal crisis for our country. And I'm going to lay this squarely on the back of Harry Reid. We have given him not one proposal, two, three, now our fourth proposal. And this clearly goes to the fault of the Congress, of the Senate doing nothing.
We're talking with Tennessee Congressman Diane Black. She's a member of the House Budget Committee, represents Tennessee's 6th Congressional District. What are you hearing from your folks back home in terms of whether it's more important to keep the government functioning by every effort possible, or to make sure that at some point major steps are taken to get this fiscal house in order, if it comes down to those two interests competing with one another?
Well, I'm hearing very mixed. I'm hearing people say they really don't want to see the government close down. They recognize that there are a lot of ramifications of that that can be detrimental to our country. And the biggest message to me is not whether we close it down or don't close it down. The biggest message is cut, 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 get us on a good fiscal road.
In terms of the strategy going forward here, you mentioned the one-week continuing resolution that Democrats seem to be balking at. We've also heard that Republicans have every intention of staying in Washington through the weekend and however long this potential shutdown were to last. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. We are going to stay here and do the people's business. We are not going home until this is resolved.
And, Congressman, it's going to be an interesting event to watch over the next 24 hours or so. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Tennessee Congressman Diane Black represents the Volunteer State's 6th Congressional District. She's also a member of the House Budget Committee and for decades was a small business owner and a successful one at that in the state of Tennessee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.